Hello, this is Trent.
Hi.
Hi.
How is that, Trent, with you?
That is correct. What can I help you with?
Why would I transfer to you?
Because I'm a supervisor.
For no other reason but that you're a supervisor.
Well, that was your request, wasn't it?
No, I want the driver on the phone. The driver that you say left a notice on my door. And they did not. You're lying to me.
Chris, that's a little bit hard to do at the moment.
No, it's not.
It is. The
why?
For one thing, the notice was left on your door on the 9th of April.
No, it was not. You're fucking lying to me.
That's when the attempt was made to leave the notice at your residence.
Bullshit. You are lying to me. There was
no notice
left on the door on the 9th.
There's no reason for me to lie to you.
You are lying to me. And get the driver on the phone to prove it. There's a log of the date and time
and the driver's name. It was left on your door on the 9th.
By who?
That's when the attempt was made. Whether you saw it or not, I don't know.
Bullshit. Bullshit, you're fucking lying to me.
Okay.
What's the name of the driver?
You're more than welcome to prove otherwise.
What's the name of the driver?
You're more than welcome to prove otherwise, Chris.
Okay. I'm going to get the Public Utilities Commission on the phone then.
That'd be fine.
We'll go that way. What's your name?
My name is Trent.
In fact, I'm going to get my attorney on the phone too.
That's fine. You're more than welcome to do that.
Still in the office for another 15 minutes.
Okay.
What's your name, your employee ID number?
My name is Trent, and the employee number is 5201. In the meantime,
and what's the driver's name that you said left a notice on the door?
You're more than welcome to subpoena.
What is the name of the motherfucking driver, you piece of shit? Or get your supervisor on the phone.
You're more than welcome to subpoena that, okay?
So you're refusing to. Thanks for proving my point. This phone call is recorded. You're refusing to provide me with the name of the driver who you say left a notice. And I know for a fact that name
you're
is
wanting an
in
official,
your
system. You're wanting an official complaint, and if you want the exact information off that information, you can subpoena that information. That's not a problem, Chris.
You're proving my point. You're lying to me. You're fucking lying to me. You have no information.
In the meantime,
get your supervisor on the phone.
In the meantime, can we
get your fucking supervisor on the phone?
Can
you worth a piece of shit?
Thank you for talking, Chris.
I'll call back if you hang up. I will call right fucking back.
That's fine.
Okay, get your supervisor on the phone.
Chris, I'm not going to transfer you through. You're going to be just abusive to him as you are to me.
Get your supervisor on the phone. Let me remind you that this call is recorded. I've asked you a number of times to throw your supervisor on the phone.
That is correct. You have. So
get them on the phone.
Are you ready to talk to him in a civil manner?
I don't give a shit what you think.
Thank you.
Get them on the phone. I want to talk to them, not you. You are useless. If I have any control over this, you can get your ass fired.
That's fine.
Get them on the phone.
Are you ready to talk to him in a civil manner?
I will. I will make it my mission in life to make sure that you no longer have a job.
Are you ready to talk to my supervisor in a civil manner?
I've been asking for 10 fucking minutes, you piece of shit. Do your fucking job and transfer me.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
It's not your job to scream.